You have come with all your books.
Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama. No musana kumpata muji ogwekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo nesimye. Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama. Nomusana kumpata muji ogwekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo. Kanda babe simye na wesimye okuberanga ne mukama ennaku zonna. Muyimuse muyimuse matendo muyimirongo gambe mukama nesimye okuberanga nawe. Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama. Nesimye omusana kumpata muji ogwekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo. Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama. Sana kupando muji ogwekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo. Bakibazikiridde mugeyena okubula omusana ogwekigambo kyo tata. Nze wampa omusana ogwekigambo kyo weebale. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo. Nesimye
okuberanga nawe mukama.
Kiyimbe ng'okitegeeza.
Omusana kumpadde omuji ogw'ekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo.
Nesimye Yesu.
Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama. Nomusana kumpadde omuji ogw'ekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo.
Nesimye nesimye.
Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama.
Ndababa esimye.
Nomusana kumpadde omuji ogw'ekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo.
Bangi bazikiridde mugeena olw'okubula omusana ogw'ekigambo kyo tata. Nze wampa omusana ogw'ekigambo kyo weebale. Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa kange byolesa ekigambo kyo. Nesimye.
Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama.
Muyimbire mugambe wesimye.
Omusana gumpadde omuji ogw'ekigambo kyo tata. Nonyeze ekyokuwa mu nsi yonna nga sikiraba.
Mwebase mwebase.
Sazeewo okuwa omutima gwange n'akamwa
kange byolesa
ekigambo kyo.
Mugambe nesimye.
Nesimye okuberanga nawe mukama.
Omanyi si kyangu okubeera ne Katonda.
Omusana gumpadde omuji ogw'ekigambo kyo.
Efeso 2 agamba enda twaje tulina Katonda.
sazeho kuwo mutima gwange
arabosazeho kuda mutime
ole sechinga
nasazeho wesibe
nasinyo kuberanga nawe mukama
nakalo kula babesimye
Omusana gupando muji ubujigambo cyo tata Nonyeze chokuwa munsi yonaga sikiraba Sazewo kuwa mutima gwange n'akamwa kange Yole se chigambo cyo
Banji bazikiride mu madindi Orokomoro musana ubujigambo cyo tata Bakobere mfumo ezagoje wabantu Saze wongu wa mutima gwange n'akamwa kange Byole se chigambo cho nesibye
Nesibye kuberanga nawe mukama
Yesibye
Omusana gupando muji ubujigambo cho
Nesibye
Munsi yonaga sikiraba Saze wongu wa mutima gwange n'akamwa kange Byole chigambo cho
Banji bazikiride mu madini Olokuburo musana ogwe chigambo cho tata Bagobere mfumo ezakugirwa abantu Wamponya mukama kare webare nesibye
nesibye kuberanga nawe mukama
mukama tuje mu madini
omusana gupando muji
ekwasoma mbazi sapuri
tata
soma sapuri
nonyese
akumuri sikwara omusana gwechigambo enda kumuwa chigwe
sazewo
akurazo bulamu obukali bwawe
kuwere
ddala kuwere
chigambo cho
nesibye
Nesinyo kuberanga
na mame sinyo wena na mukama Haleluya
Uwamu sana kumpando
Rejoice the Lord Rejoice the Lord with the Lord
Nonyeze choku wa musa
Give him your heart please
Haleluya Sase woku wa mutima kwa gina
Nima nesime
Oese chigambo
Nima nesime nesime nesime
Nesinyo kuberanga na wena kama Sana kupando
Sitango kumele na wajina kuhu
Tata
Ya musine na kuwebi mama
Nonye se choku wa musio
Webole ya sikuli wa muna wa ina musio
Sasele wa kuruti wa kuwange na kwa
wakane
Yore se chika hapa
chua Webole ya sikuli
Nesini wa kumele na nawe mukama Sana kupando muji ubujigambo cho tata Nonyeze choku wa musio naga sikiraba Saze woku wa mutima gwange n'akamwa kange Yole se chigambo cho
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ani agama nesimyo kuberangane mukama.
Rejoice to be with the Lord.
Anango kuberane katonda musi sichangu.
Being in the love with the world is not easy.
Bible yogera mbe feso ne yagamba.
I have Ephesians and it says.
Ni twari bayise na banagwanga.
Strangers and sojourners.
Ari tulina katonda musi.
We have God in the world.
Eta kano yaje we kisenge cha ura.
How the world of separation.
Na kusembeza mu nyumba.
Through us in the house.
Kwa yogera mbe feso biri.
Speak Ephesians 2.
Kwa 18 na pakoru wabiri.
18:20.
Eta kano tulina kiseso kutuka eri katonda.
Access to the God. Pass through one spirit. Enter the Father.
No
strangers to journals. But we are children of the house. We are children of the Father in heaven. We
need
to rejoice be with him in the world. Are you discerning the world? And you discern the precious one. You add in the hand clap. You add in the mighty hand clap. Add in the hand clap.
Mukama kompado buwanguzi bwo elo chiwede na bile byali byampangula oweta biwangute na bile bibate bimangula elo biwangute chiwede chiwede Yesu atukoze opato buwanguzino elo chiwede na bile byali byampangula oweta biwangute
When the Lord gives victory to you,
Demokama Compando, Buanguzo,
the Lord Chiwede,
Navinavia Pangula, Oweta, Biwangute, Navineviva, Devin Pangula,
the Lord, Biwangute, Chiwede, and Chiwede, Yesu, Achikose.
God gives victory to you. Things which overcame you,
no, be wangu.
And you overcome them.
Things
which have been overcoming
no,
you,
be wangu.
You overcome them. And this is the first part. Say,
I Yesu, sabye kati, wamani, eyo joli, teli kurema, ebyandi pangude, mu future, be wangu lelero. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, Yeah.
kuyimba verse ya kubiri.
I'm not sang the first verse. I'm still on the fast. You know, I enjoy it.
Ayi Yesu ahagamba. Ayi Yesu. Nsabye kati. Kubamanyi. Eyo joli. Teri chikulema. Ebyani pangude. Mu future. Mbi wangu lelelo.
Other verses that we don't sing them, that is enough. After he has done them, then is the shepherd you praise him, you say. The shepherd you've done goodness to me.
Oli musumba wange.
Orumani.
Let me see God guided your destiny.
And you move well in Jesus now. You cut off from the world and destruction. You know, in the Psalms 23, we say you're a good shepherd. That the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Takes me beside the still waters. Feeds me the green pastures. He restores my soul. We have another which say,
Olichiti wachange, Oli viruji yange mukama, Oli burokozi wange sebo, Enyumiriza mukwe Oli.
Olichiti wachange, Oli viruji yange mukama, Oli burokozi wange sebo, Enyumiriza mukwe Oli.
There is also another which say that.
Uri katonda enjagali sebirunji kubanga manyi tata iwe chitanga sana. Uri katonda enjagali sebirunji kubanga manyi tata iwe chitanga sana.
When we shall get time, we shall sing. Still doing practice there. Where have you reached? Tell your brethren the point I've reached in this practice. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can take your seat and sit down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You prepare your book. Prepare your Bible. Prove your pen writes very well. See that your neighbor too is peaceful. In the name of our Lord Jesus, and you greet them, wish them good things come from the Father, which come from the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, and which come from the Holy Spirit. Because in John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15, he says, I had much to tell you, but there is no space to put them. But when the Spirit will come, he will tell you all and reveal things to come, and he will get from my Father's the words of the Father is of mine, and he will give you and he will not speak by himself. Now, thank him who provides us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prove that your brethren is well and they have a book.
They
don't have advised them as you give them scriptures. Tell them Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
He
said, go make all nations disciples. He said, a disciples,
they
have where they write. Yes. Tell them, because these disciples
was
taught all Christ commanded us, when they write them,
Even
the Holy Spirit writes in their minds, in their hearts, even in their inner person. In those days, we'll remind them. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 up to 6. The Holy Spirit writes in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds. But that it does it to bear our weakness. Because we cannot write in our minds. But what we can, we have to do it. Romans 8, verse 26, he says, the Spirit bears our weakness. Romans 8, verse 26 to 27. The weakness will not be able to write in our minds, in our hearts and in a man, that he bears us. But to write in our book, it is ours. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We are co-workers together with God. As he writes in us, we to write in our books and we work together, and the work gets to be interesting, and it reminds them all to you.
Hallelujah.
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 Be a faithful servant, we commit to these words.
Spoken
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 up to 6. These words commit to the faithful ones
who
will be able to teach to others. Yes. Tell them for that reason. Try to come with a book. First of all, prove you come with the Bible. Prove you come with the book. Have 2 to 3 pens. Yes. And you appear a disciple of God. Who will be able to teach others unto many. May God count be a blessing to you as you do that work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God again. He has gathered us in this place. That he may add us light of his word. Light of knowledge of him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald the Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob, we love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We
base
in this ministry full knowledge of God, and to move rich to you on this time, the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God is worldwide call, basic in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me help you together.
No.
Headed on to part 4.
Siwe wao.
Headed on to part 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this is going to move us on with the thing to put on emphasis, special attention. Yes. Words to put special attention. The key words. In full knowledge of God in the national ministries, and God is worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda. In the first part, we looked most to genealogy, the beginning and the end of full knowledge of God in the national ministries, and God is worldwide call. So important to know them, to know the genealogy, the beginning and the end of full knowledge of God in national ministries. Spearheaded God is worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. Because we heard Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 that even our Lord Jesus Christ, they knew his genealogy. Genealogy of someone who speak of the beginning and the end, how it will be. Yes. Even every ministry is required to have that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it requires you to know them.
You're going to be asked. Even the one going to ask.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Because we heard, must be ready to answer the hope of our faith. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you must know things to answer. And if you answer well, you will kiss your lips well and you rejoice. You say, oh Lord, I thank you. You equipped me well. Speak in Proverbs 24 verse 26.
Gives
the rightful answer in the season. They kiss their lips. They rejoice.
Hallelujah.
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 Now those who ask us, we must be ready to answer them.
Hallelujah.
That's why we have set you up very well. The genealogy of full knowledge, the book about full knowledge of God, International Ministries. And God is worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. In Luke chapter 1, verse 1 up to 4,
he says,
those which were first written by all were ordered very well in the exceeding knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's so important. And we thank God for it. That we believe that be asked and to answer. Even in the Old Testament, Jonah chapter 1 verse 8, he too, he was asked, why this evil has been on us? Yes.
And
you, what is your occupation? Yes. And what is your country? Yes. Your people, who are the people?
You
must ready to answer those who ask. Even our Lord Jesus was asked in the entire New Testament, and
he
answered with light of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that is important.
In
full knowledge of God in national ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we decided to go to see the NBs. Things to put on special attention. The meaningful words. In both key. In full knowledge of God in the national ministries and in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. We told you the first meaningful words, the first meaningful words. As I remind you, we as full knowledge of God in the national ministries, we are there to create a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. For a better life on this earth and everlasting life in heaven. For the old generation was corrupted by powers of darkness, the powers of the devils, the magic of Egypt, even the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah. Including men marry fellow men, women marry fellow women,
called
homosexuality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Including the bestialists, including fornicators, and adulterers, those who marry of artificial organs, including robots, and the things like those. This generation promised of old it by God.
In
the Psalm 78, verse 6 up to 8, and it was created. Began before in the apostles, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse 9. At sleep being eaten and consumed up, and the Lord told us we revive it. The generation of those who have the full knowledge of God for a better life on this earth and eternal life in heaven.
kubanga abantu badde bazikira wakula kumanya.
People have gotten destroyed for lacking knowledge. Hosea 4 verse 6.
Naye mu Yokana esule ya 10
na 7. But in the John chapter 17 verse 3.
Obulamu obutagwao.
Eternal life.
Kumanya Katonda omu
wamazimu. To know the one true God.
Ne kwiso Yesu guyatuma.
And the Christ Jesus is sent.
Kado olwecho.
Now for that.
Kufuna enyizibwa.
It's a responsibility.
Until
full knowledge of God in national ministries, the ministers will spearhead God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda, to create a new generation. All you brethren ready to join on us and to work together with us. One of the, our main agendas, it is that. NB number 2. What to put on special attention and the meaningful words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second is this we saw.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As full
knowledge of God in the national ministries, we spearhead God's worldwide promised call, the greatest and the last on this earth. Basically in Africa, Uganda, the land and the people and the nation beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of River Nile, which is known as River of Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we told we should not fear to speak with the people, that this is God's worldwide call, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For
the one of God hears the words of God.
According
to John chapter 8, verse 47. And this call is of old. God came called generations from the beginning, but now he closed up that calling. That's why we've called it the last calling. For in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 4, he says, who has performed that calling generations from the beginning, called generations from old, it has been calling,
there
has been different callings. Now we are in the last calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's the greatest. It's involving commanding all nations to hear. According to Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1 up to 3.
That
when the banner is lifted from the land beyond river of Ethiopia at the source river Nile,
Uganda,
and the trumpet is blown, all nations to hear, all that dwell on the earth to see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
that is so important.
Ministry of
God International Ministries. Full knowledge of God in national ministries. As we spearhead God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda, we move to our third NB. Yes. What to put on special attention. The key and meaningful words. In full knowledge of God in national ministries and in spearheading the worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As
full knowledge of God in national ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda, we call all nations to return unto the only one true and faithful living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is God the Father. It is the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Because God's who did not create heavens and earth, they are the devils.
They will not live. They will perish in hell and the lake of fire. It's the everlasting death. Even those who worship and they serve them. That's why we call those nations. They turn to the only one true living and faithful God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If that is a commandment of God, don't fear to speak about it. In those days, as we've been preaching, we've been meaning much John chapter 14, the verse 6. Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. Now people have heard it, and they don't understand why they come to Jesus, the way, truth, and life. Because he's the one true God. We know as the Father, together with the Son, the Word, together with his Word, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
And
say in Jeremiah 10 verse 10, up to verse 11, that thus shall you tell them, that God will not create heavens and earth. They will not live. This time it's the main word. As we call nations. Before we call them Jesus, the way, truth, and the life. And they don't understand it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many other scriptures we saw. So when we finish to the fourth NB, yes. Is it not that? A word to put on special attention. The meaningful and key words. In God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope you remember that well. That as full knowledge of God, international ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call,
basically
in Africa, Uganda, we call all nations to join on God. To work with him in his final work on this earth. With two main reasons. You've been moving with us. You've just come. The reason why we have recapped. That we be on the same line. I do not want you to miss these words on this time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So NB afeno eyokuna.
So this fourth NB, a word to put on special attention,
a
meaningful and key word in God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda. That we as full knowledge of God international ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda, we call all nations to join on God, work with him in his final work on this earth, with two main reasons. The first reason, stop the devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. A world of men marry fellow men. A world of women marry fellow women. Call it the world of homosexuals. A world of bestialists. Those who marry artificial organs, including robots. Where they are fornicators, even adulterers. Those who ended in the fire. What is speaking in Romans chapter 9, verse 28 up to 29? That Lord will finish the work.
Cut
it short in righteousness. If the Lord had not left us a descendant,
we
would have been at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Think
of these issues, you as a minister in full knowledge. You as Uganda called for the nations.
Uganda is
Uganda covering the worldwide call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
You as church in Uganda. You as church in the entire world.
Now in Siona.
Even the entire world. These are the reasons. The second reason. Joining God to work with him in the final work on the earth. To prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages.
It's
the passing away of heavens and earth which are for the coming of new heavens and the new earth. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, he who began a good work in us accomplish it to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So where
there is the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the final work meant to be done. That's where God has called we, me and you, as full knowledge, as the Ugandans, as church in Uganda, as church in the entire world, as the entire world. When you hear full knowledge, not us alone responsible for all this work, but we
be
headed to show you what God tells us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So don't get
jealousy that the others have carried the entire big work given it to themselves. We introduce the work and we work with you. All you offsprings of God in the entire world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we
move to the 55th NB. Yes.
A word
to put on special attention. The meaningful and key words in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. We as knowledge of God in national ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. We reach God's special calling unto all nations. To join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things of heavens and earth. This time,
we
invest most in restoring acts of the apostles and the prophets.
And
those who promised in the prophets, even the Lord Jesus, what he did, those who say we shall do greater works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
these seasons God promised them before, and he gave them time to do a preparation for them. As
they
say in Acts chapter 3 verse 19. And he says that the time of refreshing all things will come from the Lord. That season God takes time preparing for it. And he does his mega agenda, which will help him fulfill the restoration of all things. On this time, here in this aspect, he brings back acts of apostles and the prophets,
even
those he promised in the prophets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even those the Lord Jesus did,
that
he promised you to do greater works than he did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
as we came hearing, Ephesians 2, verse 20, he said, planted on foundation of apostles and prophets,
Christ
Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
He
restored acts of apostles and the prophets.
Him
as chief cornerstone, there are things he did. Said you do this, even greater works.
There are three things
looked at there: acts of the apostles, acts of the prophets, and the acts of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as he spoke, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the verse 9 up to 10, that what eye has not seen, the ears have not heard,
it's
never entered the heart,
what
God prepared for those who love him.
There
has been a great mega preparation, restoring acts of apostles and prophets, the acts of Christ.
Even those he promised in them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Scriptures
read Isaiah 28:21-22
that
God is to arise again. He will do his work, his awesome work. He will show his act, the alien act. Read scriptures Isaiah 29:14, Habakkuk 1:5, and many other scriptures. And much teaching was involved there. People teaching on this issue of God's special calling unto all nations, join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things. These are to look what God did in the prophets. They have to see he restore them. God
is
commits to us who work with him. Acts of the apostles, promised in the apostles we shall do them. Acts of Christ,
those
he promised we shall do them, even greater works than it is. The ones we teach,
yeah,
we show the people,
and
they have to manifest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to understand well what concerns us.
There
are those you hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If
someone goes tells you that the earth is a cult, you display the book before them. Explain it to say, these are what we do. Tell me where we are cult in what we do. Yes. Explain to me. All the things, where are we a cult? You know what they call a cult? You know it. Something which appears to be like of God. Like a religion appearing to be like of God. Yes. But I'm sure that many of you are like that. And I think that the cults, they are many. But not us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when
they give us their preparation and agenda.
We see what
they move by, whether they are not just surviving. One who owns something handles it like it's theirs.
And
there is a one who tries to survive within it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we move to NB number 6. Let me expect you are in right in that point. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Someone is saying but. Anytime we shall come, we shall go recover. Yes.
I
want to understand willful knowledge of God International Ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
It's
not a work to play with. It's the greatest and the last calling. What we shall we do?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
NB number 6, what to put on special attention. Meaningful and key words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we as full knowledge of God International Ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda, we call all nations to join on the campaign and do revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
ng'obuweereza funo gy'obugo international ministries
as full knowledge of God international ministries
atukulemberamu okwitwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna
as we spearhead God is worldwide call
kusinira mu Africa Uganda
basing in Africa Uganda
tuyita amawanga gonna
we call all nations
okwegatta ku campaign
to join on campaign
yokola okuddizibwa obujja
to revival
n'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna
and restoration of all things
okyasinzira okusembayo ku nsi
the greatest and the last of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kwe kuri refreshinga ebyo mugulu byonna nebyo kunsi.
To refresh all things of heavens and the earth.
Bimanyibwe nga bwe byali.
They be known the way they were.
Bimanyibwe.
They be known.
Era bikolebwe nga bwe byali.
And they be done the way they were. Yes.
Kuri refreshinga ebyo mugulu nebyo kunsi.
Refreshing things of heavens and earth.
Bimanyibwe.
They be known.
Era bikolebwe.
And they be done.
Nga bwe byali.
As they were. As they are supposed to be. And as they will be forever and ever. As we prepare the entire world for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the end of ages.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One.
Here.
Tuba tugenze mu campaign.
We've gone in campaign.
Ankudire muko katuno.
Let me repeat for you.
NB ya feno eyo mukaga
NB number 6
ekigambo echensong ekyokusaka nyesi
what to put in special attention
echensong ereche nkizo
meaningful and key words
kwitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna
in God is worldwide call
usiramu Africa Uganda
basic in Africa Uganda
tifengo bweza funde job God international ministries
we as full knowledge of God international ministries
atukulemera mu kwitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna
as we spearhead God is worldwide call
usiramu Africa Uganda
basic in Africa Uganda
tuita amawanga gonna
we call all nations
okwegatta ku campaign
to join on campaign
nokola
and two
okudizibwa obujja
revival
n'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna
and restoration of all things
kukyasinzira okusembayo ku nsi
the greatest and the last on the earth
kwe ku refreshing ebintu byonna ebyomugonde ku
nsi refresh all things of heavens and earth
bimanyibwe
that they be known
era bikolebwe
and be done
nga bwe byali
as they were
nga bwe binokuba
as they are supposed to be
era nga bibere mirembe n'emirembe
as they will be forever and ever
wakati mukuteekateeka ensi zonna
the ministry prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
the second coming back of Lord Jesus Christ
n'enkomerero y'emirembe
and the end of ages
kakati ekigambo lyo kiyingira mu campaign
any time the word involves campaign
kitegeezibwa
it means
ekimanyikiddwa
it's not known
njoli age yesimbyewo
that the person has stood
ayagala bamulonde
contesting to be elected
naita manyikiddwa
but they are not known
ino kora campaign
that's why they do campaign interesting
kati h revival
now this revival
ne wanku bade ebade subizibwa
even though it has come being promised in the bible
byafayo
the history
mubona
been prophecies
from where we
are outside Uganda and within Uganda
oroku bate manyikiddwa
because it is not known
atenga teli ko ba campaign
it has no campaigners
kiwade kizibu jikora
has been hard to do it
tugenda jikorera campaign
we are going to make campaign for it
hallelujah
hallelujah
kubanga no litamanyi
for even the other does not know
ndi okudizibu obujja
that revival
nokuzza obujja
and restoration
okwebintu byonna
all things
tuba tubidda mtu bimanye
we resume to know them
era tubikore
and we do them
ngabo byali edda
as they were in olden days
ngabo ino kuba
as supposed to be
era nga iribere mireme nemi
as they will be forever and ever
abashinga revival baro
jolya revival of the thing perhaps
this is ko kubanga kugwa bigwo abakusabide
making people fall down as they pray for them
mafuta
anointing you with oil
nogweri
and you fall down
ebyo byembadde mukora
those are what you have been doing
atugera kuri revival
now we speak of revival
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chigena kuba mu campaigning.
It's going to involve in campaigning.
Era go na twegatta ku kuba musiyo.
All join on us from all the entire world.
Campaign e ya revival and restoration yebintu byona.
Campaign of revival and restoration of all things.
Just listen by your
the greatest and the last on the earth.
Wajironchinga
We launched it in the past year of 2022. In December. The date of 14.
At Uganda.
Wankulukuku Stadium in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But
this revival, they
moved
together with the refreshing of the Acts of Apostles and the Prophets that we finished above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
the one above,
God is last mega agenda on the earth.
That we call Plan ya mukama namutaika esemba yo kunsi. Of refreshing all things. Focus most to acts of apostles and the prophets and the acts of Christ. Now this one involves campaigning. This we've called it campaigning and doing. Revival and restoration of all things. The greatest and the last on the earth. It is to refresh things of heavens and earth.
They
did known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why when you briefly go back. Acts chapter
3.
Verse 19. Now we enter verse 20. And 21. You will understand what I tell you. Let's read, we see. Acts chapter
3.
Verse
19.
Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Yes, that we saw it.
It
looked at refreshing. This time we look to things of mighty power. In the fifth point, NB number 5. But below in the next verse 20 and 21, looks to those God spoke through. That is spoke through his prophets. Not that he did the prophets and apostles, but that he spoke. Interesting. Acts chapter 3, verse
20.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Yes.
Yes.
One.
Here. It's to revive and to restore. All those God spoke. Not what he did. What it spoke. That you twisted meaning and you subtracted, added in them,
it
changed how things should be known. These two revive. That's what I enjoy the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
This time what he spoke is one he corrects.
Ah, Baba,
brethren, this is a work. You cannot involve in yourself when you have not been sent for it. But you spearhead it as God has sent it for you as today. Just to explain Acts chapter 3, verse 19. You separate it with verse 21.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, that he would send us Christ the second time
Verse 21 is saying, defeated him first, be taken in heaven. That he first. Revive. All things he spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. So we go back from the book of Genesis up to Revelation. All God spoke there. Those which their twisted meaning. Those that subtracted and added in them. And the world changed meaning of things of the world. Even those of heavens than they understood differently. Not as prophets spoke. Yes. If you find someone tell you, your structure is in heaven, it's not yet completed. That some structures, the weeds have grown in them. But when the prophets of God, is there one who spoke those? A prophet among prophets? The chief prophet? Our Lord Jesus. John 14 says, verse 1 up to 3. My father's house, there are many storied mansions. If it was it like that, I wouldn't have told you. Now this one tells us that some structures, the weeds have grown in them. Others not complete. They are jewels and they contend against this one. They contend against the chief apostle, prophet, the chief teacher, the senior shepherd, Jesus Christ. The chief worker of miracles, him, he said there are many stored mansions. In the church, if it was like that, I wouldn't have told you. This one who is dreamt, they have died, checked from the body. They have grown under the ocean. Ezekiel 27, verse 1 up to 13. That's where they are still building. They come back, they tell us they come from heaven. Some structures, weeds have grown in them. My God. Even angels are once building them. As you read Hebrews, Apostle Paul, he wrote by the Holy Spirit, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 downwards. Prophets from faith, they God built, laid its foundations, God himself, not angels. And in verse 16, Hebrews 11, he says, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. Another comes is of recent, is of the 2020 century. They tell us no. That even slum structures in heaven, those not so righteous, they are put there. That city is it what God prepares? Prophets and apostles, even Christ, their words they spoke. That is a serious problem. As we are there in Hebrews, Hebrews 12, verse 23, 22-23, we come in Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Maybe the other ones will come where? That, now, Apostle Peter had a storied mansion. Apostle Paul has a big mansion. Apostle Peter, because he ministered slow, he slept on the veranda of Apostle Paul in heaven. Foolishness. They say we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heavens, the gathering of angels and the holy ones. They are in the city that Apostle Peter, Paul had a big mansion. Apostle Peter, because he wrote only two epistles, he was sleeping on the veranda of Apostle Paul in heaven.
But these spoken are those ones?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work we are going to, have you seen it later, gentlemen? Full knowledge, have you seen it? Church in Uganda, have you seen the work God has sent us on?
Uganda is to dock it back one more hour.
That car in the worldwide call, have you heard?
The entire world, have you heard? Now it's your no,
the entire world, have you heard? Here.
We've
gone in campaign of twin revival in restoration of all things,
the
greatest and the last on the earth, to live fresh things of heavens and the earth, known just to be known and done as they were, as they're supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever.
To
prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. This revival,
it's
not done. Jesus is not coming back now. We shall suffer much. We
would
have great days to be reduced as we do hold a quick campaign.
Hallelujah.
In Acts chapter 3, verse 20-21, he will send his Christ
to
come the second time.
For he
first takes him to heavens until
he
will do restitution of all things spoken in his prophets who were there from the beginning.
That
if it's done, then Jesus will come. Have you seen that?
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now revival
is
done after we've committed many faults and they come from twisting meaning of the Holy Scriptures,
which
would have explained us things in heavens and the earth as they were, as they're supposed to be, as they will be forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revival. It is done. When
we
be found with many faults. After twisting meaning of the Holy Scriptures. Which would have explained to us. And we know. And we do things. Of heavens and earth. As they were. As they're supposed to be. As they will be forever and ever. After we twist the scriptures, everything we do it wrong. Let's read a few scriptures. Hebrews chapter
8,
verse 7 and 8. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7.
Kubanga endagaano eri ey'olubereberye singa tebaliko kyakunenyezebwa.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verse
8.
For finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Hey.
Yes.
That
if the old covenant, if you want to understand the revival, after they have told you, then when God has found us with many faults, after twisting meaning of Holy Scriptures, which would have made us know, and we do things of heavens and earth as they were supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever. If you want to understand it,
look
between the new and the old covenant.
Those
of the old covenant, when they folded things in it,
the new
covenant came to correct faults committed in the old covenant. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, God creates one man and one woman. Deuteronomy 24, write a letter to chase any woman. Matthew 19, Jesus says, if
you chase
except for adultery, you've committed adultery. He corrected the fault. Many things are there. There are many people, my brethren, who say they have come to do revival. And you ask them, what is it?
God is going to move.
Come and get a tumbler.
And God is going to move.
Hey, come and get a tumbler.
Not even God.
Not God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
brethren, revival is done when we've been found with many faults. But those faults came from twisting meaning of scriptures, which would have explained us. And we know, and we do things just as they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be forever. That is Hebrews you've read. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 and 8. And people twist the scriptures.
Go to 2 Peter
chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
But
they twist and destroy many there. After twisting meaning of scriptures,
it
speaks different things from that God said. Right then you're doing wrong things. For the things of God,
there
are those known and they are left to be known just as they are. And there are those known and we are meant to do them.
And there are
heavens, we know them, we have to do as they are done there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now write 2 Peter, you will read it.
2
Peter chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. People twist the scriptures. After twisting them, everything you understand it in a wrong way. That's why you see today, ask someone, where are you going? I'm going to the church. To do what? To pray.
But
they told us we come here be made disciples.
Things
of prayer they follow in there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The first
spoken I'm going to church, it's wrong. Ephesians chapter 5 22-27,
the
church Jesus come back for without spot, not a wrinkle.
But
the church, they claim they are going to church. Have you seen? But we twisted the meaning
and
the name of the church, attached it on the synagogue.
Now
look to the meaning where it is. This is all wrong. You see how the twisting. But let me ask, I have a sign on me, I am a human being. Already it speaks by itself. Someone attach a sign on me, I am a cat. And you believe it? You are the church. The other is your synagogue of the church. The sign of the church is on the synagogue. You, they have attached on you what? Are we there?
Kapande chaka kuliko gwe kanisa. Ba kuteka kapande.
Signpost is upon you, church. Synagogue. Now we speak of revival in the real revival. Besides those games of words.
of boys who do not grow, but they have gray hair. They have not grown in wisdom of understanding God. Somebody saying he's begun to scorn them. He's degraded them. No. That is how it is. Here in Uganda.
Africa.
Here in Africa.
Uganda.
Uganda. In Buganda.
Uganda.
A kingdom in Uganda. They say that old age is wisdom. When they have grown with it.
Wow.
You cannot just come because you have
great
hair on the head and you say you have wisdom when you didn't grow up with it from childhood onwards. You want to tell me old age, if it's wisdom, we take you, the mathematics you failed, you can pass it now because you are wise of old age? Let us leave that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, restoration. It is done. When we are overtaken in the falls. And we reach to waste foundation of things of heavens and earth after subtracting and adding in the word of God, which would have explained us foundation of things of heavens and earth as they were, as they're supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever. Restoration. Then when we found overtaken with faults. To reach destroy foundation of things in heavens and earth. After subtracting. Adding in the holy scriptures. Explain foundation of things in heavens and earth. As they were, as they are supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 6 verse
1,
he speaks as he says this.
Galatians chapter 6
verse 1.
Abooluganda, omuntu bw'alabibwanga ng'amaliddwawo okwonoona, mwabali mwoyo mumulongoose ng'ali bw'atyo mu mwoyo gw'obuwombeefu, nga weekuuma wekka naawe oleme okukemebwanga.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. According to Galatians 6 verse 1, restoration, it's done when someone is overtaken in faults. Overtaken in faults. Meet someone and they are in spirit. A person in spirit
and
has scriptures and they begin within them.
John
6 verse 63, he said, the words I say to you, they are spirit and alive. And fill the scriptures. Enters in the Holy Spirit and the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, that we shall speak it. But restoration of all things of heavens and earth, mostly foundation of things, it is done And we are overtaken in faults. Which destroy foundation of things of heavens and earth. After we remove scriptures which explain how they were, how they're supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians 6 verse 1 is
saying,
someone overtaken in fault.
Use
spiritual restore that. They cannot do a restoration on you when you have not gotten so much to reach destroyed foundations. And Bible says,
and
if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? They have to restore them. Let's read here. We see here.
Zaburi esule ye kuminemu, nolu njiriri olokusatu.
Psalms chapter 11, and the verse 3.
Obange misini njizi kilizibwa, chicho mutokirivu, cha inzo kukola.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous one do?
Misini njiga njizi kilizibwa.
If foundations are destroyed, righteous one, what can they do?
Ne wadu waba gamba.
Either those who say, foundations of the earth. You know, foundation of the earth there is marriage. This births the church.
No,
marriage
births
family.
Family
births church.
Church
gives us politicians. No one is in
the
political sector and they have no religion they come from.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It gives us business people, economic sector.
It
gives us those work in the healthy sector.
It
gives those of the social sector. Those in social relations. It can be committees of the village. Like the UN.
EU, East African Community.
EU, East African Community. Such. It gives us the education sector. It gives us the games, music, and the sports. Yes.
The
foundation of marriage in the world. That one got wasted.
It missed
all the rest by which the world moves.
Family,
family is dead because of foundation of marriage.
Well,
they don't know that even marriage has a covenant. And a covenant has words of the covenant. And words of the covenant,
there
are commandments which are a lamp in marriage. There are laws for the light. There are judgments of God. That is justice. There are statutes. They say the church, the woman, this and this, even the children. Even ordinances of God. For order, decency, and peace in marriage and family. The foundation now is so dead. Now we are in men marry fellow men, women with women. We marry animals.
We
are tell you when marriage died like that. That families will not commit those things.
Reach,
and the entire family is ceased to be. They marry men with women, women with women, grandmother with the granddaughter. Now church will
be.
Yet those who come from family, they are ones who come in the church into religious beliefs. Those politicians, they come from family. Brethren, there are foundations of things. They got wasted. Now those of heaven, foundation of heaven, people touch in them on this earth.
Someone
tells you, so your structure in heaven and angels are building it.
When
reading the Hebrews 11:8-10,
foundation,
the city God built a foundation by himself.
But
angels at the foundation of your house, they abandoned the foundation. These old foundations of heaven, and they messed them up. Just to get scriptures, they subtract, and they add in what they want. Write Revelation chapter 22:18-20. You see what follows. When you subtract from the scriptures, if you subtract, God too blots you from the book of life and takes you from the portion of his city, Jerusalem of heaven. Subtracting from scriptures. So they are the straight foundations of things. People understand them wrongly. Verse 19 says, if you add in them, you add on the punishments written in this book, the Bible, those in the summary, Deuteronomy 28, verse 14 up to 60 something.
68.
All curses and
taunts.
Not read the Bible to know the rest. It's so dangerous because
many
things change. Now we have a work.
Campaign
of doing revival, restoration of all things, has to be explained. People do not know. Brother, you're out there yearning for it, but you don't know it. Many are holding conferences.
He
said it has to come from Uganda. There is a place it will begin from.
You
are in full knowledge. Not everywhere in Uganda, people everywhere.
Amen.
You think we're joking? You call us one explains beyond what we've explained. We too. We shall say, lead us that we follow.
Chichi.
What?
Chichi.
Why? A month Aju is the sun in giving light. That's why the moon is the night, the sun is in the day. Times of the moon, they are of you, our forefathers in the gospel. The time of the sun is of the new generation. We cannot assume light is much.
Prior
new generation of children promised by God is created. Much marvelous light. That's why some came out, they said, revival began 7 years back. You man, you shame me to call you my brethren in this God. You shame me to call me a fellow minister. How dare you speak those things?
And
general prophets expect revival to come. One of the giant prophets, Benihin, he began 2022. Now in September, you 7 years before your revival began, it was of clothing your tight panties you are with on the pulpits, putting your funny children on the pulpits.
That was
the revival you did 7 years back of those smoke cane on the palace and their cloth naked, the Rastafarians, the ones who smoke drugs, fornicators, they are in your choirs. That is the revival. They say now it's begun. Let me go back. We study.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But in all, as I conclude, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse
9,
up to verse
11,
he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9.
Ekyaliwo kye kinaabangawo naye kye kyakolebwa kye kinaakolebwanga so tewali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun.
Ekyaliwo,
what was,
ekyo kye kinaakolebwa,
what will be done,
era tewali kintu kipya
nothing new wansi w'enjuba under the sun.
God says, there
is no new generation in the world. This you say, they call it what? Go on to God. What they call new generation we speak of.
It's
of children who know him. Who know his things, how they were. How they're supposed to be, how they will be. For unto God,
that's
not your generations.
He
is the God who was, who is, and who is going to be. You cannot tell him. Now in our generation, these are the cloth things we cloth.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus. You manifest. You find them in the pulpits. The slits are held up like that. We are in a generation. You
are
became wolves in the church of Jesus. But you want to tell me
ancient
holy ones read the Bible in another way and they clothed well?
You
got the Bible command you clothed like that? Now he's telling you what was is what is meant to be done. And there's nothing new that you join on there. Look at Rastafarians on the pulpit. Look at the hair you who cut. You are like wolves, wild cats. Look at a tight panty trouser. These are the cloth caps here in Uganda. And they are pointed behind.
He's
on the pulpit, hallelujah.
Pastor Morash.
Pastor Rastafarian.
And
they refused us useful pride. They have remembered useful pride in their old age. They refuse it to the youth. They move within the old age. Let's finish this verse.
Omubulizi esule soka nolunyiriri olwe 10.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10.
Waliwe chintu abantu chebogera ku ntiraba kino kijja chamalo okubaawo mu mirembe ejja soka.
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us.
It's
nothing you can say that is new.
The
thing that you try to
debate,
those who devised it and God destroyed them, is on what it was. If he said one man and one woman,
it
is what is meant to be there.
It
never change that man with man. Look at those get foolish. That God has no gender. He tells you he's in flesh and blood.
kati oba birowooza
lwakumeka which day do they think
omanyi omuntu bwakubuuza olowooza
lwakumeka
aba agambye mu nnaku zonna tolinamunoolu
days you have no single day you think
kuba bwatunoonyezaamu
otegeera such the day you understand you don't have
kitegeeza wiiki mwezi
the week and the month yeah, you don't understand Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A person asks you that word. Repeat for me and I choose out a day. How can you ask that?
I
want to tell you that firstly they wait for you that you speak with each other.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is not in flesh and blood.
Leading
the parts of gender. We too in Mark 12, 26-27. And clothe this body of death.
And be
as angels in heaven. Don't have parts need married, get married. Look the other when they understand. They wonder when they understand. Means they don't have a single day.
But let them
tell us the day it dawns and they understand.
We come to
explain them things of issues of God.
But
you not explain them every day. You don't just
bump
on them. There is a day they don't understand. They are off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish this. We go.
Omubulizi esula esoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 11.
Tewali kujukira mirembe ejedda, so tewali bakujukira mirembe ejo oluvanyuma ejigenda okujja mwaba abaliddawo.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after.
Now,
the problem we find is that when we find foundations destroyed, we don't remember what was there, how they were, they are supposed to be, how will they be. But in summary, you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 up to 17. He said, from your childhood, you knew the scriptures which could make you wise to reach salvation that in Christ Jesus.
Nowhere
you will get wisdom when you're not in scriptures.
The
wisdom which reminds things how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be forever and ever. It's in the scriptures. Children of men born, they don't know things which were there. They don't know those which are there. How they're supposed to be. They don't know what is to come.
We
have a book in the world that God wrote in things which were, which are supposed to be, and those which will be there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he speaks saying that all the scriptures,
2
Timothy chapter
3,
verse 16, all the scriptures have the inspiration of God. They
can
spell out things how they were, how are they, and how will they be. Scriptures are the inspiration of God.
And
they are profitable for doctrine. No one can teach you a thing how it was, how it's supposed to be, how it will be. Except they have come back in the scriptures. It's providing for reproof. No one can improve in the world.
The Bible says that
who is wrong and this is the rightful thing.
And
they are providing for correction. Things, errors, scriptures are ones who can correct them.
And they are prophets
instruct in righteousness. Verse 17 he said, a man of God
be
perfected for every good work.
It's
only way we can do revival. We join a verse upon a verse and we get out issues how they were. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 27, he
said,
I joined a word upon a word to be able to get the matter of things. Matter of things got messed up in the world. He brought out the word of God, joined up people to bring understanding. That is the preacher just as me. Can join for you, show you how things were.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 to 13, he says, who will he teach knowledge? Those understand what is preached. Those who wind and breast all those breastfeeding. For it's command by command. Command by command. Two to four commands that are above to prove that's the rightful thing. Give us 2-4 and above commands. God commanded the woman marry a fellow woman. A man marry a fellow man. Verse by verse. Here a little, there a little. Verse by verse. Verse by verse. 2-4 and above verses.
But when you did the people,
and above verses. Men, they marry. Their wedding manifests in the Bible.
And
God brings verses to command that it be done. We bring them more than those and they just refuse. A man should not marry a fellow man. Woman should not marry a woman. Don't marry animals. No fornication, adultery. They refuse fornicators. And you a homosexual, you present yourself.
You,
they will pierce you with a rod. You wait. The world is going to be revealed come from the darkness they are in. Just as it's begun. We launched the work, it's moving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, here a little, there a little. Get from the Old and New Testaments. And they prove to us. That's been our 6th NB. The word put special attention. The word to put on special attention. That meaningful and key. In God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda. May the Lord bless you. Quickly come early tomorrow. We still remain 3 NBs. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing.
Prepare
to put in action. Be ready to teach others. May the Lord count be a blessing. As he sent his Holy Spirit to add your power in my wisdom, understanding, in counsel, in mighty knowledge, the fear of God to hate evil, all in the Spirit of the Lord,
and
thousands of angels, they serve you all days as you serve God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.